Will you pray with me? Lord, may your word sing in our soul. May it fill our mind. May it make our heart Christ-centered and heaven-focused. And may the word of God kick in our mind to the love and the beauty of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, Dr. Peggy, for covering all my sermon this morning. And just like she did, I have a gift for everyone. Would you help me pass it along, please? What, you know what this is? Ah, you are beautiful. Everyone knows about this. Well, it's not the smallest grain that I've seen or I know of, but it has become a byword in Jewish thought to be the smallest size. Well, its color may vary from yellowish to white and black. Some of you may hold different color. Now, in spite of its small size, it can grow and produce big trees. And those trees can also produce shrubs that can reach the height of 8 to 10 feet around the Lake of Galilee. Now, if placed under proper condition, it has everything in it to grow by itself. Now, why am I sharing this with you this morning? In this morning's reading, the disciples asked Jesus for faith increase. Not faith, faith increase. When I read that, I sat and I wondered if they had faith in the first place. Well, earlier, they were unable to cast out demons. They can't even comprehend that they have no or little understanding of Jesus' teaching. And some of them even try to bribe Jesus just to get the rooftop view in heaven. Also, they are afraid of imaginary ghosts while crossing the sea. Do they have faith to ask for faith increase? Now, Jesus' answer in verse 6 suggests that we do not need a quantitative faith for our journey. The quality of faith is the real deal to accomplish great things. Think about it, church. For Matthew, Jesus, mustard seed faith can move a mountain. And Luke said that with a mustard seed faith, you can uproot a tree. Mark, Jesus said, with anything, any faith, anything is possible. If you can have any kind of faith, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. So true discipleship can be summarized in two words: faith journey. When Jesus said, if you have a small faith, as small as mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. He's simply implying that by using a rhetorical hyperbole to lay down the challenge, have faith in God and trust yourself. Now, let me remind you of what faith means. I know you've heard of that already. But the word faith comes to us from Latin word fidem, F-I-D-E-M, meaning trust, self-confidence, or just abide. So faith is a trust in someone or something for which there is no logical proof of. It's a belief in the existence of God and a belief in the promise of God to be with us always, even until the end. It's a complete confidence in self. Well, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, faith is a confidence in what we hope for and an assurance about what we do not see. And you've heard of the theologian Martin Luther. He will comment that faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives new birth from God. It changes our heart, our spirit, our thought, and all our power. It brings the Holy Spirit with it. Yes, it is a living, creative, active, and powerful thing, this faith. End of quote. See, our preaching series seems to be boiled down to faith. It's all about that faith. Friend, we've come so far. At this point of life and faith journey, we do not need an increased faith, but a qualitative, living, creative, active, small, but powerful mustard seed-like faith to pursue our journey. Well, for your information, you and I, we know we've been on the journey so far. We might not know it, but we are. It might be spiritual, a physical, psychological, or emotional, you name it. Journey is central, it's a central topic in the scripture. Bible heroes are always on the move, they never stop. Even when the Bible verses end with the book of Revelations, we believers, we are still journeying toward the new Jerusalem, heaven, the promised land of God. Brothers and sisters, if a journey were meant to be that easy, it wouldn't require a faith at all. Although God is not calling us today to travel miles away from our comfort zone like Abraham and Isaac or the prophet and the Hebrew from Egypt to Canaan, we're still going to journey spiritually. Every situation we're going to personally, every transformation in our congregation, or every turn around we experience as a nation is a journey. Even stopping and waiting is part of that journey. But it's up to us, faithful, to make each journey a simple journey or a faith journey. Now, take a second and let's journey together silently and quietly, cruising our community and our nation. I give you just a second to cruise the nation, the community. What you see, what you think. Well, I see 8 things. 1, violence is taking a huge turn in our community just this week. 7 people shot dead in same community and in 24 hours. 2, socially, many have become greedy, corrupted, unloving, and uncaring. 3, racism and bigotry and hatred have filled the political platform and government decision-making have become ridiculous. 4, families have become dysfunctional, dismembered, and divided over finances and politics. 5, Spiritually, we turn away from God to place our faith in our political leaders. Six, religion has become a real joke. Seven, physical, we become weak after protest upon protest. And eight, morally, it seemed as if we went bankrupt. Sound familiar? That's why I see. It seemed like our rocking boat might sink. If only we can have faith in Jesus, no matter how small that faith might be, our faith won't lie to us. The rocking boat will not sink. You know, the mustard seed faith that Jesus is referring to may be small, but it's a faith big enough to release God's power, God's grace, and God's love. It might come in small package, but it can grow and flourish. What you see? Mustard seed faith is a matter of welcoming and loving of all and fellowshipping with strangers along the way of the journey. That faith, my friend, does not only talk the talk of Jesus, it also walks the works of Jesus. As it has the living word of God and lives out the love and the word of God every step of the way. That faith for sojourners, I call it an action faith. It draws back to God when we stray. It boosts our hope in the middle of doubt and hopelessness. That faith does not wait for a lawmaker to restore the created order in the middle of chaos. It takes action on its own and the pursuit of the journey. Mustard seed faith believes that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's hard faith, having that faith as a believer, make it way where it seems to be no way. That faith stands tall when rules, regulations, laws, policies, and code of ethics are bent or broken. By faith, sojourners believe that not fear, not doubt, not perish, not crisis, not death, not sickness, man or idol, not earthly possession have the last word, but God does. Friends, that kind of qualitative faith is powerful enough to make the impossible possible, the unlovable lovable, the cursed blessed, and the sick healed. It can free the captive. It can turn darkness into light. It's a turn around faith. But, sojourners, there is a big but. Faith does not promise days without pain, sorrow, fear, or sickness sometimes, even doubt. Instead, it promises strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way as it points to the final destination. It means along the way, as we march into our preferred future, our faith may be tested. It might suffer, but it always turns suffering into hope, failure into perseverance and character. Because faith in Jesus, our crucified, resurrected, and living Lord, is not a promise of an easy journey, but a promise of safe arrival. Let me tell you this story. There's been a story of some men and women journey on the sea. Where in the middle of a dark, rough, stormy sea, The ship autopilot will no longer hold against the wind. Wind and waves are damaging equipment so badly. The ship was rocking side by side. It seemed like the boat is going to roll. We're uncertain of their life. Everyone ran to the captain to help out. Some will help drop the sail, and other carefully help steer over and over every wave, and more were dumping out the water that the ship has taken. Meanwhile, there's a young man sleeping peacefully at below the deck. The noise, the tempest, whatever, he's not even concerned a bit. One of the crew ran to him and said, "Aren't you afraid? The boat is capsizing. Come on up. Stay close." The young man woke up, turned around, looked at him, and to go back to sleep as if he heard nothing at all. The crew left and returned a couple of minutes later. The young man just would not stop sleeping. And the third time the crew returned and pushed him off his bed and yelled, "We are going to die." The young man calmly woke up and sat. He gazed upon the crew's face and asked him, "Where is my dad?" The crew replied, "Well, behind the rudder. He is in charge. He's the captain. He's in charge. He's behind the rudder." And the young man said, "If my dad is still alive in this boat and is holding the rudder of this sailboat, this ship will not capsize." Friend, what the young man knows his father. He trusted his father and he trusts him with his life. He knows his father's skill, life-saving skill in the middle of tempest and chaos. Moreover, he has confidence in his calm and quiet spirit. Over all, he has faith that no matter how brutal, dangerous, risky, and scary the journey may turn out, his life will not end in the middle of the raging sea as long as his father is holding the rudder. And because you and I, we have faith in our Father in heaven, because we have confidence in the living Spirit of God in us, our journey will not be cut short in spite of woes and fear along the way. Now, there's something you must know. Whenever you're traveling, you're taking up a journey, you do not journey alone. You journey with God on your side. Remember the young man in the rocking boat. God, your Father in heaven, is holding the wheels of your life. As we sing, He holds the whole world wide in His hand. And the same God is in control of the course of our nation. No matter what, neither our nation nor our community, life will not capsize. So this morning, God lay on my heart to encourage you strongly to get rid of skepticism and scoff and doubt and whine and complain. And together, let's be strong and keep up the good work, the faith in God. You know, sometimes God just calls us to journey through tempest or hills or mountain or green pasture or valley of shadow of death or of wilderness, sickness, sorrow, joy, or pain, fear, or political unrest and various change just to have us savor a new experience of God's grace. And you know that by faith, that grace will not take you where God will not keep you on his winning side. Now, whether those experiences become bitter or sweet, always remember that God is far more interested in your future, your final destination, than your current journey. All we need in our journey survival kit is that little, small, tiny mustard seed faith in Christ Jesus for our final destination. It's all about that faith. Amen.